This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Your mom nagged you to eat your broccoli, and here's why. The common veggie is rich in fiber, vitamins, and folic acid. And it's more than just a crudité. Broccoli is reported to have anti-carcinogenic properties, too. Upstate at Fishkill Farms, broccoli battled with this year's wet weather and the recent snowfall. Fishkill's store and cafe manager, Hannah Geller, is here to talk to us about broccoli in this week's segment of Last Chance Foods. Hannah, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
So how did the rain and snow affect broccoli on your farm?
Well, we plant broccoli in three different stages, and everything, we have a early season and middle of the summer, and then stuff that's coming up right now and within the last few weeks.
Really? So broccoli is coming up now?
It's the end. It's the little side shoots are coming up, and we're not even harvesting it because there's so little left, but there is still a little bit left out there.
Does that mean broccoli is frost resistant?
It can stand a little bit of frost, and it actually gets a lot sweeter with just a little bit of frost, so it's better. But when it gets this cold to about 20 degrees, it starts getting damaged and being lower quality.
So is it better to eat broccoli now than it would be, say, in June?
Probably the broccoli you were getting last week or the week before is going to be the best broccoli.
Of the year?
Of the whole year.
Huh. Until recently, Fishkill Farms was mainly an apple orchard. Why the shift to broccoli and other vegetables?
We took the farm back into the original family, and they were leasing it out for a long time. The current manager is very interested in returning it to the way it originally was, which was a big diversified dairy and orchard and vegetable garden. So it's part of his ideals and vision for farming.
What else besides broccoli is the farm growing now?
Well, we have the fruit, which has been there for a long time, which is our main crops. And we have a whole diversified organic vegetable garden, which has lots of tomatoes and greens and root vegetables.
Did you do heirloom tomatoes?
We did.
Did it suffer from the blight?
Big time. We lost about half of our crop, but we did better than we expected to. We were able to save some of our crop, which was better than a lot of the other growers in our region.
Fishkill Farms has a market in Fishkill, also in the community of Beacon, at Brooklyn Borough Hall, and in Carroll Gardens. Have you noticed a difference in what people purchase at each market? Are New York City dwellers more finicky or what?
The Brooklyn markets that we have, our exotic heirloom and often higher priced vegetables are the first things to go. Those are the last things to go up in Fishkill and Beacon. There's not as many interesting restaurants up there. There aren't as many people who know what kohlrabi is or things like that. People want the standard vegetables up there.
When I'm at the market, what should I look for when picking a head of broccoli?
You definitely want something. You want the florets and the little buds to be tight and bright green. If they're starting to yellow or if they look loose, you know it's been sitting around. You also want to be skeptical if they're really big. That means they're probably using a lot of fertilizer.
What's ballpark size you should be looking for in a head of broccoli? Size of your palm?
A little bit smaller than you would think of what you're grabbing at a supermarket. Right now, they're going to be really small because it's just kind of these side shoots that are coming out of the ground at this point. So those are going to be really small. And if they're not, then they're either pumping it with a lot of fertilizer or getting it from somewhere else. Yeah.
What's your favorite way to prepare broccoli?
I really like it cooked in an Asian style. But that's if I'm serving something that's not an Asian dish. I've recently started using an Italian kind of recipe. It's pretty much braised with some garlic and anchovies. I really like that.
Do you have any suggestions for the stems? I mean, everybody cuts off the florets and steams them or sautés them, and then those stems go to waste. Is there a way to utilize them?
Well, you could just throw them in there before you put the florets in and just let them cook a little bit longer. They taste pretty good, however you are cooking the rest of the broccoli. Or you could make a soup out of them. I just made a broccoli cheese soup that was really good.
What kind of cheese?
Just some good cheddar cheese. Just grated it in with some broth and broccoli cooked in there.
Oh, on a cold day like this, it sounds really good.
Yeah, it was great.
Thanks for coming in, Hannah.
Thank you.
To get Hannah's recipe, send in your own recipe, and learn more about broccoli, go to the culture page on WNYC.org. Next week on Last Chance Foods, George Weld, the owner of the Brooklyn restaurant Egg, will be coming in to talk about cabbage. Send in your questions for him by going to our culture page. This is WNYC.